You're a good man with a good heart. And it's hard for a good man to be king.
It's your friendly neighborhood DJ on the mid-mornings. King Arthur. Only on Fresh FM.
You tuned in to Fresh FM 102.9. That's Kanye West as well as Adam Levine with Hear Them Say. It's 12:42 and that is your time check. Now, I was talking about a video I saw earlier today. And we dove into a parenting type of thing. Now, the video essentially sees the presents this lady applying air quotes discipline that is on her kid. And this video has been circulating all over social media, and a lot of people have mixed feelings about it. And I also have mixed feelings about this, but also sometimes you have to understand that if you're not in that particular situation, you cannot comment on that situation. So I brought someone who is in that situation. We have the half
expert
of the
mom.
Air. Half of Fresh Air, Paula, in studio. Hi, Paula, how are you?
I'm good, man. I want to hear, though, what are the two sides? What are people debating about when it comes to the video?
Okay, the two sides is understanding that you're not a mom. One, and then understanding on how to parent kids, right? Mm. So on one side, they're like, look, we understand where she's coming from because I'm a mom myself, not me, but the comments. I'm a mom myself. And sometimes the kid just pushes you off the edge. And then on the other side, it's like, hey, doesn't matter what the kid is doing. You can't do that at all.
Yeah.
So these are the two spectrums of what's existing within the comment section.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, right, and I think it's hard to determine because there's no blueprint on how to raise a kid. Because once again, it's like each kid has a different, you know, thing. Madea even said this, I remember once watching a movie where she spoke about how to raise kids. Some kids, you just have to tell them once, they never do it again. Others, you have to threaten them with a panga.
Yeah.
They will
no,
not
legit,
do it again.
That's how it works with parenting, hey? I was actually talking about this with a friend the other day, and she was telling me, no, because she's expecting her second child, how different this pregnancy from the pregnancy already.
Yeah.
It's not the same. First pregnancy is not going to be like second. It's not going to be like third and fourth and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And with personalities, it's the same thing.
Exactly.
Some kids, you definitely have to be harder with.
Mm-hmm.
And they could be twins even, brah.
Yeah.
And kids are so different.
Exactly.
So I get what people are saying, you know, the struggles of parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say motherhood in this case because I don't see a father there in the video.
Okay, fair enough.
We see the mom doing all of that to the child.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't understand the pressures that come with single parenthood.
Yes.
Single motherhood, because that is, on its own, a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying? In this country of ours. And so already you're not supposed to do this alone.
Yeah.
Naturally, it was made for two people to deal with. Somebody you can call and say, yo, the child did this at school, or the child is doing this, or I don't know how to get through to this child. And that's where the other half or comes in and they share their two cents, or they deal with it the way, you know,
mm-hmm.
parents are supposed to deal with. So number one, a lot of people don't understand the pressures that come with single parenthood.
Yes.
So I want to ask, where is the dad?
Mm-hmm.
And I want dads listening right now to realize that when you abandon your child, these are the situations that may arise.
Yes.
When a mother is parenting a child alone, stressed from work, always zulaing to make sure food is on the table, and then this child is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to discipline,
yeah.
it's sometimes too much, and not everybody has the emotional intelligence
exactly.
to deal with the pressure.
True.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
But obviously, you know, violence is violence,
mm-hmm.
abuse is abuse, and she could have seriously done some serious damage.
Mm-hmm.
To the child.
Exactly.
Maybe even, God forbid, kill the child,
mm-hmm.
which probably was not even her intention. She was just, she cracked.
Exactly.
She couldn't handle whatever that child put her through, brah. And when you're a parent, she's up a safe, like, yo,
mm-hmm.
it can drive you mad.
Exactly. And I think it's one thing to say, hey, look, don't do this. And it's another thing to actually come with a solution and say, hey, look, this is a better way to deal with the situation. And I did mention earlier that there's no blueprint to every child, because I think every child has a specific way of doing things. Now, you being a mother yourself, how do you handle the tough moments when it comes to dealing with your kids? How do you make sure that your kids are well disciplined without putting your hands on them?
Yo, it is so hard, first of all. You know, do you realize when you have to repeat yourself 10,000 times in a day, like how that can get?
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot to deal with. Number one, I try and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
I try and choose my peace.
Yeah.
These are just positive ways. Obviously, I've gone the negative route before. So I don't want to paint myself as this parent who's always going the positive route.
Yeah.
But when I am really, when I'm having conversations with myself, and because you also have mom guilt, mm-hmm. you have parent guilt, you will discipline them in a harsh way, and then later it goes and plays in your head over and over and over, and you're telling yourself you could have done this better.
Mm-hmm.
That is a thing with parents. So to avoid mom guilt, I have conversations about myself with myself about what I'm going to do
mm-hmm.
when something arises that's stressing me out. Number one, walk away from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, oh, okay. Choosing my peace. That's choosing my peace. Not every single thing has to get to me that way.
Yes.
And that I was taught by the 3-day nanny. This woman comes into your house and she fixes your child in 3 days.
Wow.
Just 3 days. You have to watch that show when you get kids. And this one time she was like, children will present you with tough situations. But if you really look at these situations, it's two things. You have two choices. You can either stress about it, let it get to you like it did to that woman,
mm-hmm.
or you can laugh at it.
Yeah.
Because it's hilarious. If you really go think about it after the fact, and you're like, this child really poured that, all of that maize meal all over her body, is actually really funny.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. it's also stressful because now you have to clean up.
Yeah.
But after the fact, you're like, Mara, that was funny. Especially when you check the videos or you take pictures
exactly.
or stuff like that. So you always have two choices in the matter. You can laugh at it or you can stress
let
yourself
it stress
out.
You exactly.
Yeah.
And I like what you said, choose your peace. I think choosing your peace is also, it also comes down to decision making with reference to everything. And I think also understanding that this is a child, right? I don't think children have malicious intent. I think it's either they do it because they thought it was fun, or they were just, you know, they're just trying to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
So I think understanding that this is a child, they don't have malicious intent, first of all, and it's your kid. It's I think understanding the innocence behind a kid helps you deal with a kid better.
And it also is hard if you've come from a household where you were not taught how to discipline, or that was the only way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was raised by a single mom, and I can tell you now,
mm-hmm.
I am lucky to be alive right now. I am lucky to be alive right now. But now, after all these years, just thinking about how the things my mom had to deal with being a single mom,
mm-hmm.
I have so much respect for her, for the things I put her through. So sometimes you have to remind yourself, you did that to somebody.
Exactly.
You put somebody through all of that mess, but you're alive. So please don't kill your children, people.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Paula, for coming in and giving us some insights as a mother into this particular situation and raising kids in general. Thanks. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you.
And that is Paula. That is the second half or half of the Fresh Air Show. Now, that's a perspective with someone that actually has kids. And this one is a perspective by Maxine. She doesn't have kids, but she had a 2 cents with reference to this matter.
Hey, Arthur. So I would like to preface this with the fact that I don't have kids.